Brandon, 2016, you start out 3-0. You don't make the playoffs. How do you feel about the way the season went?
When things don't go your way, you know, in the season, I always try to figure out what I can learn from the season. What I learned is, you know, we're right there, but we made a little bit too many mistakes, you know, to win those games. And I think this offseason, I really just want to make sure that I do my part as far as working hard and trying to make sure we echo the message for next year on how little things are and just kind of, you know, just build off that.
How do you feel about your season?
I feel I did you know, a lot better than I did last year, and I think it's only going to improve from here. And I think for me, the sacks was down, but you know, I missed a lot of sacks too this year, and I want to make sure that next year I work on straining a little harder so that I won't miss those sacks, because we missed a lot of them as a whole defensive line. And you know, we want to make sure we get those, because I hate to see, you know, us almost make a play and then we get a quarterback another chance to get rid of the ball and he make a play, because that seemed to happen to us a lot this year. My focus is basically making sure we get them down this upcoming season.
What is it like the day after a season, Brandon? For fans who don't know what it's like, you're cleaning out the locker room and you're going to say goodbye to teammates who may never be a teammate again. What's it like?
That's tough, man. I mean, because you riding for brothers. We all got the same goal, and that was to win the championship this year. It didn't happen. But, you know, now we it's one of those things where you don't know who's going to go. I mean, because you sometimes don't never hear from guys again for a minute, or if they don't get picked up from certain teams, you kind of lose contact. Unless, you know, you get some people that you was cool with and you talk to them, but it's not that constant communication like how we see them every day. So it's a sad feeling.
What was Doug Peterson like as a head coach?
Doug Peterson was a great head coach this year. He was real with us. That's all you can really ask for from a coach. You know, because I've had coaches who come in and, you know, kind of butter you up, but really, you know, he's not real. You know, it wasn't real. But I think, you know, we got the sense that Coach Peterson is a real guy, and he's going to, you know, make sure he leads this team the right way.
How about Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator?
I think Jim Schwartz, like what he said today, he's grown a lot as far as, you know, he's not that guy who's, you know, who everybody, I mean, his attitude is his attitude, but I love that he shoots you straight. He makes sure that, you know, he don't leave no stone unturned. He addresses the elephant in the room. And I mean, you can't ask for nothing better than that. I think we do have a real good core group of coaches that's going to tell you the truth. And that's what I like.
Brandon, number 11, Carson Wentz is the future. How does the locker room feel about him?
Oh, the locker room feels good about him. It's all about learning. It's all about getting your chemistry with the guys this offseason and making sure you do, you know, everything you can this offseason to make sure that you improve. And that's always the best thing, is make sure that you improve that second year, because you see flashes of, you know, who he's going to be. It's just all about going out there, perfecting your craft, and making sure you be that guy that we see each and every week.
Brandon, are you in the prime of your career?
I mean, I guess you could say that. 7 years in, I mean, I feel like, man, the game has slowed down a lot faster. I mean, slowed down a lot more for me. And man, it's just I can't wait to start training this offseason, because I know next year is going to be way better. So yeah, I think right now I'm in the prime, because man, my body feels good. I mean, I wasn't really hurting this year too much, because that's a credit to just me taking care of my body off the field and making sure, you know, that I'm right. So I think once, now that my body's not hurting, you know, at all, I think, yeah, you can say I'm in the prime of my career right now.
7 years, you've been a first-round draft pick. You've had your knee injury. You've had changing coaches. You've made the playoffs. You've missed the playoffs. You're like a seasoned veteran in this locker room.
Yeah, I mean, right before my eyes, man. 7 years and went by fast, and this is about to be my 8th season. So, man, it's just I'm trying to enjoy each and every day. I'm trying to enjoy the off season as much as I can, because I know when we come back, that's another, man, 6 months gone. You know, because you know how fast the season flies by. But I think, man, I'm just gonna enjoy each and every day, and just not even really. I'm just keep my head down, man, because it's sad to see that dang 10 years is approaching.